Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh, man, the music ran out. I was just now getting in here, and it's not because I was out there watching SportsCenter, I'll tell you. I was out there talking about the fact that Joel Skousen, an amazing researcher into the New World Order, will be in studio with us tomorrow in the third hour, and I was busy talking about what we're going to have on the nightly news tonight and some big stories we're working on. Literally, I had to catch my breath. That's why I'm telling you this now. And running around out there from station to station trying to get everything set up and lining up excerpts of some Ron Paul interviews and things that we've got coming up for you tomorrow as well. No rest for those of us that reside in reality or those of us that are trying to cover reality. Cover it in the news sense. The globalists are trying to cover up reality while we're trying to uncover it. But we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and in the spirit of ever expanding the transmission and getting out of some of my set ways that, while informative at certain levels, are annoying to yours truly, we're going to open the phones up, and we're going to open the phones up for first-time callers yet again right now. Before I even give you the news, I want to give you a chance to call in and plug things and ramble. No, I'm joking. I'm going to open the phones up. Please have your questions, your comments, your points. If you disagree with me on something, if you'd like to accuse me of some crime completely made up, the phones are going to be wide open. I'm being sarcastic now. I was talking to Watson before I went live. He was bringing up some new crazy thing somebody said about me. It's like dark entertainment around here, and I really should not engage in it. It is one of the real sins that I involve myself in, is reveling in people attacking me and making up ridiculous stuff. It's a entertainment smorgasbord. In fact, sometime I ought to do a whole report on stuff people said about me that's ridiculous, because it's so ridiculous, and compare real schizophrenic conspiracy theories or fiction writing to the reality of conspiracy theories, questioning known liars in government and megacorporations in the larger context of understanding their game plan and world government system. That said, you know, I'm not giving the number out yet. I'm going to give it when I come back from break, and then we'll open the phones up, and then we're just going to take calls for the first 2 hours with masses of key news. Masses of key news, all the incredible news today. And then I've got to recap yesterday's news because it was so insane and all ties together. And then we are going to have Bruce Fine, Ron Paul's chief policy advisor, joining us to talk about an entire constellation of issues, from the NDAA to secret arrest to the 450 million bullets, the hollow point 40 cal the government's buying, and the armored pillboxes, and the internal checkpoints and the internal passports, and the Justice Department set to be in contempt of Congress and citations, not the type of citation you want, for their perjury and the rest of it, and lying incessantly, and hand grenades shipped into Mexico and other goodies of the drug trade. Our government is a bunch of narcotics trafficking murderers. By the way, there's news out today about contractors in the Pentagon running sex slaves, including children. So that's actually getting some coverage. Oh, these are good people at the top, let me tell you. And then you've got average people on the bottom who are pretty good by and large, but who are powerless in the system until you take action and speak out. You're powerless when you follow these criminal orders and are compartmentalized. This broadcast is about breaking people out of the compartmentalization to pull back, like on Google Maps, pulling back and going, whoa!
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And we are kicking off another week. If you blink once, it'll be next week. Blink again, you'll be 90 years old. Blink again, a trillion years would have passed, and you'd have been in the ground that whole time. So don't blink. We are live. It is Monday, the 30th day of April, 2012. And the Occupy Wall Street movement, that is the George Soros run part of it, is announcing global shutdown on Illuminati Day. Did you know that May Day is Illuminati Day? Going back to the Luciferian groups in Europe, look it up. It's mainline history. It's a high occult day, so the Illuminati chose it. And then guess who else liked May Day? Lenin, Stalin, Mao. But it goes on. Hugo Chavez likes it. Fidel Castro likes it. Mass murderers really like May Day. That's why I don't like May Day. International Solidarity for Workers being organized by the mega bank mafias against anybody else that's got property. And they're calling for redistribution of wealth. Oh, and I happen to have Reuters, AP, and all and Scientific American all saying redistribute wealth, reduce population to save the earth. And it just so happens that's what all of the trillionaire control families who control trillions in assets, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, you know, the little sub-billionaires, Maury Strong, all of them, Oprah Winfrey. Did I miss one? Oh, the guy with the ice cream cone who's so non-threatening. Warren Buffett. You name them, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, Prince Bernhard. Queen Beatrix, you name a group, you name some powerful elitist, and they're always at meetings about reducing population and putting stuff in the water. They openly talk, well, we'll just do that. Well, they already are, and they're always obsessed with giving kids vaccines and leave a big wake of dead and dying behind them, sterilizing, giving them polio. And it's like, oh, yeah, Bill Gates dropped by. 46,000 plus got it and are paralyzed or dead in India. He's a nice man. And we're just supposed to sit here in the Twilight Zone going, oh, 1 in 25,300 got autism 3 decades ago. It's now 1 in 58. And they do estimate within 4 to 5 years it'll be 1 in 10. And then a few years after that, 1 in 2. There's no problem. A decade from now at current trends, 1 out of 2 won't be able to talk. There's nothing going on. Everything's fine. Again, I want to apologize that I've been so extreme. What I've been is extremely weak and not focused enough and not been hardcore enough. I've held back the truth from you because it's too incredible. 9 times out of 10. It turns out I cut back on the full reality because my brain has an automatic gauge like we all do that just says it can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. Well, you know what? It is that bad. So, let me just give you a smattering of the news headlines here. And then I'm going to give the number out and we're going to take your phone calls over the next 2 hours ahead of Ron Paul's chief policy advisor, constitutional lawyer, Bruce Fein, joining us. We'll cover the waterfront with him. And I promise that I'll try. You know what that means. I have no self-control to take at least 30 minutes of calls for Bruce Fein, something we haven't done here on air. I think we've taken a few calls with him once. Always an amazing interview. That is coming up. And in studio tomorrow in the third hour, we're going to have Joel Skousen, Marine Corps fighter pilot, nephew of Cleon Skousen, who wrote The Naked Communist, exposing that the big mega banks with the documents, congressional documents, that later came out, proved that he was right, that it was run by the mega banks. See, people like McCarthy were useful when he was just saying commies were, you know, secretaries working in the FBI. When it turned out he discovered the army was running communism, and funding the Soviets, which is now all declassified. Oh, he was destroyed in hours. And of course, they've now released the KGB files. 5 years ago, New York Times headline, McCarthy was right. Oh, you bet he was. You bet he was. But commies are, well, who's the top scientist, the big federation of scientists, Scientific American, Reuters, the Royal Institute. I covered that yesterday on the air. Reuters, you name it, reporting it. The big national academies all the world say world government, redistribution of wealth, one-child policies, you must live in dormitories, no more families, and put things in the water to sterilize you. Well, they're already doing it. Now, because we're exposing them, they're going, yeah, we put radioactive isotopes in there. It's good for you. Yeah, mercury's in the shot. Remember 10 years ago, they'd say there's no mercury in the shots. That's a conspiracy theory. I remember it on the news. I played the clips. People started looking and demanding from the doctor, okay, give me the insert. Says right there, mercury, thimerosal. Oh, there is mercury in there. Oh, you know what? It's good for you. And now doctors, because the Journal of Pediatrics says so, in a government study, they could have a government study saying get shot in the head with double lock bucket, point blank brain range is good for you. Maybe jumping off the Empire State's building with no parachute is good for you. Maybe jumping in an industrial wood chipper is good for you. Maybe running out in front of an 18-wheeler doing 120 is good for you. Maybe shooting yourself in the, or taking a hatchet and just hacking yourself in the face is good for you. Because you know what? The Journal of Pediatrics said so. They said mercury actually, this is an exact quote, improves cognitive behavior. That's a little twist word, cognitive behavior. See, in their word, when you're behaving, when your cerebral cortex has got little holes eaten in it, you're an android to them and they're going to lobotomize you. And if your child gets a little too overcooked, the orders are going out to soup up the vaccines and they're going, well, this is going to fry even more. It's going to become very obvious. And they go, just tell them they have convulsions. Tell them it's not normal to talk anymore. Pretty soon it'll be, yeah, I heard that conspiracy theorist. He said people used to be able to talk. Oh, but I guess he won't be able to talk at that point. Yeah, I heard a conspiracy theory that women used to actually feed their young and that mammals fed their young with their breast, with milk they produced. Yeah. Man, I can't believe those dirty, dirty extremists. They're just terrible people. By the way, you think I'm joking? I can play CBS News right now saying mercury is good for your child's brain. Oh, yeah. And after I had a caller yesterday from Oklahoma talk about how they took their child in and kept refusing the shots, and the doctors try to lie and say it's the law and stuff like that. But finally, okay, well, there's mercury in it. Well, mercury is good for your child's learning. You see, this is how sick it is now, how it's all hidden out in the open. Let me mention some of the headlines here. See, this is how my brain works. I read Murdoch's brace for damning phone hacking report. FBI looks at, well, they're already investigating them, but perhaps indicting people at News Corp. You wonder why suddenly Fox News is worshiping Obama? They're being blackmailed. Completely now. And I've confirmed that there's basically memos up there, leave Obama alone now. I've just been told that I have no idea how right I am about what I've said about Fox. CNBC, Murdoch's brace for damning phone hacking report. Here's another one. Cameron denies secret deal with Murdoch, French news agency. Now, see, here's how my brain works. And I'm not saying it's good they had the police spying on people and they were hacking folks, but that's what big outfits do. It's just ubiquitous. It's like people 50 years ago walked up and called black people the N-word all over the place. Wasn't right, but it was ubiquitous. They just did it. Well, this is beyond all that. Google engineers knew for 2 years that the company's Street View cars were stealing emails and passwords via Wi-Fi. Well, yeah, they were doing it for the U.S. government. They are the NSA. They're at the NSA headquarters. They've got a NASA development headquarters. The former head of the NSA runs Google's operation. Just type in former head of NSA runs Google algorithm system. Just type in former head of NSA at Google and it'll give you, I think, I think it's Reuters 2 weeks ago, they were announcing it again. The point is, it was set up by NQTEL, set up by CIA 13 years ago. Do you really think it just came from nowhere and took everything over? Do you really think it's allowed to violate copyright when no one else is? Do you really think it can get away with anything it wants? It's meant to create market dominance. It's a front group. And Schmidt says, well, you shouldn't do anything that you don't want seen in the public on Google, which they use to then break into your computer. They hack your computer, even if you don't want Google, and even if you block their cookies, they don't care. That's come out. Because these are government operatives. Google engineers knew for 2 years that the company's Street View cars were stealing emails and passwords via Wi-Fi, and the government's now dropped its Street View investigation. There's the Sydney Morning Herald. Google aware of data scoop. Now, guess since this came out what they've announced. The post office is going to have these now. They're just going to go directly to government vehicles, driving around, providing Wi-Fi. Oh, because the government wants you to have free Wi-Fi, but also selling a higher grade service to whoever. So you're on government networks. And they say they're going to be grabbing your passwords and stuff, which then destroys security, and then they sell biometric IDs to get online. Again, they wreck the system, they offer the solution, and that's already happening. So here it is, stealing your email and passwords via Wi-Fi. Isn't that just special? So the government can break into your computers whenever they want, because it isn't the government. See, Google isn't a private company, it's a government front, but the government it's a front for is a private banking mafia. That's why it came out the Federal Reserve private banks are surveilling Occupy Wall Street. They mean the real arm of it they don't control, not the arm they control calling for communism. Here's another one. Google staff said they were unaware of data gathering, FCC says. But here's the kicker, the rest of the story. Why is Murdoch in trouble, but Google isn't?
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, first-time callers, ladies and gentlemen, until we get Bruce Fein on in the third hour, then it'll be free-for-all. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and I'll start going to your calls right before we go to break in this segment. But let me just stop right there and, again, recap this news. The federal government, what's left of it, started an investigation of Google 2 years ago on Street View. They've since dropped it. But the findings of it have come out. And their own people, who would not perjure themselves before Congress, came out and said, yeah, Google is watching and listening and dialing into your phone and dialing into your computer, as Google said 6 years ago in a press release to their shareholders. See, the criminals that run the government create a private company with technology, your taxpayer money, paid for to be developed at universities and other institutions through DARPA. They take it, they create and make it a public NSA snoop system over public data on the web, get everybody to opt into it, and then make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and still hundreds of billions of dollars. Last time I checked, what is the net worth of Google? Heck, look that up for me. That's a nice factoid. You know, by the way, I have something that also dovetails with this. Here's a report from AFP. Apple avoiding billions in global taxes, report claims. Oh, yeah, here in Austin, they're going to be tax-free. Oh, in towns where they've just got a few employees, tax-free. Because the city managers know to immediately do that, and they move up the chain of command as enemy operatives. Oh, but Al Gore's on the board. He says our taxes need to be raised. If you make $125,000 a year, then because you're rich, needs to be raised. they're exempt. Now, the net worth of Apple is must be in the aggregate close to $1 trillion. Yeah, no. That's incorrect. It's not $1.5 billion. Their executives make billions. The stock of it. It's the biggest company in the world now. off and on with Apple and ExxonMobil. Okay. I'll look it up during the break. It's all right. And of course, it fluctuates day to day. Last time I checked, I think it is approaching in assets well over $1 trillion. And that's not counting everything leveraged. But then you get into what the real power structure. And then you've got on top of that, you've got the big mega banks that have hundreds of trillions of dollars a month in dollars globally, just in the currency speculating markets. And you've got 1.5 quadrillion and growing globally. That's a two-year-old number. 1,500 trillion in fake garbage derivatives they created that they've had the trader governments sign on to. But I'm already digressing. The point is, Bloomberg, Google. Well, here's Washington Post. Google engineer told officials Street View cars were collecting personal data, FCC report says, including, well, everything. Everything. Email passwords, banking passwords, usernames, everything. But don't worry. They've, for now, dropped the Street View investigation and fined them $25,000. Boy, that'll really make them stop. That'd be like if you robbed a bank of $100 billion and they said, now you've got to pay me $500 or something. Now, are you going to rob banks again? No, sir. I will never do that again. And they just do this to make it look like the government's actually out there doing the right thing. Data harvesting at Google, not a rogue act, report finds New York Times. Meanwhile, Rupert Murdoch, his son may be indicted in England. They're talking about indicting members of News Corp here in the U.S. The Justice Department, the people that ship guns into Mexico and drugs back into the U.S. and hand grenades into Mexico, that's AP, CBS last week. We reported on it 6 months ago, but they reported it, so now it's real. They're not in trouble over the Justice Department, but Rupert Murdoch is. Just thought I'd point that out. Here it is, CBS News. Republicans prepare contempt citation against Holder over Fast and Furious. Of course, you know, Breitbart said he was going to release Obama at communist meetings. They never released that video. They released some watered-down stuff. But hey, the coroner, his coroner, did get poisoned and die, but they're saying people get poisoned all the time and die. Maybe it was an accident. So there's nothing suspicious about that. And we got a bunch of other news, but your phone calls are coming up. We've also got news on the economy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and going to your phone calls. Again, let me just mention some more of the news that's coming up. Great news out of Arizona. Anti-Agenda 21 bill up for passage in House Monday. Tennessee did pass their anti-agenda resolution explaining they're not going to go under the globalist treaty and they're not going to allow it to be implemented by local cities by stealth. It is the state legislature that is in control of the cities. Remember, all a city is an incorporated system that agrees to follow state laws. These mayors and people that are selling out to the UN, and that's the official UN strategy that Schwarzenegger talked about at the Copenhagen thing 2.5 years ago. He said, well, we can't get it passed. You can read the quotes in USA Today. We can't get it through at the federal level. Obama will use the executive. I will head up working with the local cities, and we will get the job done. Ha, ha, ha. What a criminal. Continuing, Agenda 21, Arizona, close to passing anti-UN sustainability bill. That's out of MSNBC. They're pulling their hair out. America's waking up. We've got CNN demonizing a deadly combination, guns and stand your ground, trying to get rid of that Second Amendment power. You've always had the right to stand your ground if somebody's trying to assault you, because that's the best defense is an offense. I mean, I'll tell you this. I got a gun and somebody's charging me with a knife. I'm not going to run from them where I'm out of breath and stumble and they stab me, I'm going to get out there in a stance and fire right into their center of mass. And if it's a crook with body armor, I'm going to shoot him in the head. It's real simple. Anyways, I'm going to be getting into those reports. Very good news on that front. More on Google spying. The incredible news. This is good news. I hope it's not just show. Republicans prepare a contempt citation against Holder over Fast and Furious. Another good news article. New York Times trying to stay in the game actually tells the truth. Terrorist plots hatched by the FBI admits almost every event. They've actually manufactured and commanded them. Not infiltrating, but actually creating the groups and finding mentally ill people. See, it's one thing to do a sting, but you do it with mentally ill or low-grade morons, people that are barely, I mean, they're in the low-grade moron, 75, 80 IQ range, and that's who they look for. I mean, how do you go find some mentally retarded person who's got a 75 IQ and set them up? I mean, I've seen clips of these people in court. They're like, they don't even know where they are. I mean, that is so evil. But I guess these are just reprobates. They want to move up the chain of command. And I actually had to thank the feds. It's better than actually blowing up the World Trade Centers like they did before and Oklahoma City and Gulf of Tonkin and stuff. I mean, at least you're just making it up and burning one person or two or three. So I guess you're power grabbing in a little more loving way. You're just setting up innocent people or mentally ill people. I mean, it is better than what you usually do, so. But, you know, they like to do the more low-tech stuff because they get caught when they do the big boom-booms. Here's another one, Breitbart's coroner. Poisoned to death, that's what the police say. But, hey, you know, everything's fine. He was about to release the final report. Scientists call for rethink on consumption, population. That's Reuters, population reduction. Here it is, Scientific American. Royal Society calls for redistribution of wealth and more birth control. And, of course, the royal family's calling for that. They get a big welfare check of over $1 billion a year to heat their hundreds of homes and palaces. I mean, some palaces have got more than 100 different homes on them. Oh, you haven't looked that up? Yeah, that's welfare. Old ladies don't get heat and are told not to take hot baths. Prince Charles actually said that 2 years ago. He said, don't take a hot shower, to be technical. But he's got trains and a bunch of aircraft. But that's how it works. It's for the earth. You die and he sits there and is a big fat slug. And Robert Redford has a new movie coming out about how Prince Charles is like Jesus, literally. And they've erected statues to him in Brazil saying he's God. Oh, you don't believe me? I'm sorry. An angel protecting Brazil. A golden statue. Guys, will you show the golden statue in Brazil? Just type in golden statue of Prince Charles in Brazil where he's an angel. Oh, just such a little angel. So is Ted Turner, who says that we're useful feeders and 90% of us need to be killed at a press dinner, what, in 95 or 94, was it? Very nice man. Of course, he has 5 children, biggest landowner in the U.S. and giant aircraft and yachts. But you see, you're supposed to die, not him. Let me explain how that works for Ted Turner. Okay, let's continue here. Everything's okay, though. You can buy your way to heaven. The Catholic Church brings back indulgences. This is a Daily Finance. And, of course, that's when they wanted to build St. Peter's Basilica, they call it. I guess it was 500 years ago or so. It was basically, hey, tithe, give extra money, and your family won't go to hell. And that got criticized by people in the Catholic Church, not just without. But listen, I got to say this. Why is the liberal media, so-called liberal media, the eugenics media, making fun of the Catholic Church doing this to raise money because they're going bankrupt from lawsuits and things, when they say pay Al Gore money, Lord Rothschild money? I mean, I see it. People have stickers in Austin saying they pay a carbon tax to Al Gore's company. It's the name of his company. They pay money to drive a car. Here's money, Al Gore. So you can have, you know, 5 houses, some of them, you know, 20,000 square feet, whatever. You know, right on the beach because it was supposed to be underwater by now, but the level's actually dropping. So, yeah, I think it's stupid to pay Al Gore money to get out of Hades or purgatory. And I think it's, but again, Baptist Church, I'll tell you, you're going to go to hell if you don't tithe 10%. And I'm all for charity. I like to give money to children's groups, real groups I know that are actually helping children. And I like to give money, even though they're not perfect, to the Salvation Army. But about 90% of the money you give actually gets to them. But again, They want to tell you, no, you give your money to the church so the preacher can ride around like a glitter bug all day and go fishing all day. So he can sit up there and tell you that Romans 13 worship the government. Let me tell you, if I could find a church that would speak out against the New World Order and speak out for liberty and tell their flock to get on the street and confront evil, and there are some of those. I've given some money to some pro-life groups. If I could find one locally, I would give them money. I would give them 10%. But, I mean, I can't find them. I go to churches, and I think there's the Spirit's there, the Holy Spirit's there, but it doesn't matter. They're still government bootlickers. It's like their hearts are right, but they are deceived. So I just don't need to, like, get in a time machine and go back to Soviet Russia in 1949. You know, you could go to church then, but it would just be a government, you know, church telling you worship the government. I just can't do it. Doesn't matter what church I go to, it always gets around to government worship. So there you go. These days, you can get a deal on anything, even salvation. Pope Benedict has announced that his faithful can once again pay the Catholic Church to ease their way through purgatory and into the gates of heaven. Never mind that Martin Luther fired up the Reformation because of them. Plenary indulgences are back. The New York Times reports that even though the church officially broke the age-old practice, you do something good, the church will help absolve you. Well, I mean, I sat in plenty of Baptist churches and others growing up being told if you didn't give 10%, you were going to hell. I was over visiting my grandmother yesterday before the Sunday show, brought her some Chinese food. I got lectured about tithing all day, which is fine. But, I mean, you know, that's religion. She said, you know, she's got to give that money to the Baptist church, even though she's too sick most of the time, you know, has too much trouble getting to church. She still doesn't, you know, has to. Doesn't have a lot of money for exactly the type of food she'd like to eat. But let me tell you, that church is going to get its money. So some glitter bug can drive around a brand new Cadillac. All right, I've said enough. Debka file Netanyahu's choice, strike Iran before or after Israeli elections. Got that. That's all coming up. Before I spin out of control here, we've also got chilling new face of the police. We're going to be getting to that report and how it dovetails with these two reports. CBS runs defense for everyone's a terrorist, FBI flyers. And their headline is, are you a terrorist? And they say, yeah, basically, in the new America, the American people are the bad guys, and Homeland Security is not for Al-Qaeda. I told you the last 4 years I've seen the slow rebranding from Al-Qaeda to land rights activists, Second Amendment people, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, and now they're announcing it. They're saying, yeah, if you're into freedom, you're the bad man. Watch out. And that means they're getting ready to blow stuff up and blame it on us. So get ready for the killers to really hurt some innocent people and blame it on those of us that know the globalists are taking over. The last time the globalists, posing as feds, blew up a federal building in April 1995, 17 years ago, the last time they did that, it was when states were passing anti-UNESCO Agenda 21 legislation. One state passed it last week. Another is set to pass it, Arizona, this week. And if I knew the globalist, I'm not saying that's where they'll hit, but look out, Arizona. Look out, federal buildings there. We got to see if the feds blow up a federal building and kill some of their own people so they can cry and grandstand and say, see, criticism of us did this. You got all the White House memos saying, gee, an Oklahoma bombing would sure make us look good right now. Gee, maybe we need one. And when you do blow it up, I'm going to be there with all the documents and all the memos where you said it, pointing out you did it, you're the suspects. I mean, think about how dumb they think we are. You're already busy shipping hand grenades and 20-plus thousand guns, we now learn, down into Mexico and shipping them to gangs everywhere. But this article dovetails with Kurt Nemo's article, NSI instructional video, public photography is terrorism. And they're teaching police all over the nation that if you see anybody taking a photo of a cornfield, anything, they are a terrorist. Basically, citizens are bad. The government's going to shove cameras down your throat and face scan you, and Google's going to steal your passcodes and watch you over your home computer, and public schools are going to watch your kids over the laptops when they're in the shower at home through the bathroom door, and the government's going to kidnap children and ship them overseas for snuff films to be taped, and it's going to come out. Nobody's going to get in trouble. But if you try to film a cornfield, you're going to jail. So that's all coming up. But I just want to say here that we will prevail. They are completely panicking. And integrated in with all that, after bin Laden, Al-Qaeda essentially gone. AFP. Here's another one. The Atlantic. Bin Laden failure. How Islamicists in the U.S. ended his war with the West. I told you. When they came out in the last 2 years with all these training videos for the feds, and then for public, where every Al-Qaeda person is a guy in a John Deere hat or a white guy in a business suit, and everyone reporting them is black, Hispanic, or Asian. And Homeland Security admits, yes, the new terrorists are white people. So get ready for that. I kept warning you good old boys. I said, listen, they'll train you first on groups that they think the dominant group, the old dying whites, are going to go along with. When the middle class, which is predominantly white, is always the main target of the globalist. Whatever group they're going into, whatever country, if it's Africa, they target the middle class group. Get them to give away their rights in the name of going after a minority, then they overthrow and exterminate the dominant group. And so that's the plan. And so now it's white Al-Qaeda time. First they segued white Al-Qaeda. Now it's just white people. And here's another one, the Atlantic. War on terror is over, but the TSA is coming to a street corner near you to grab your wife's breast and your genitals. And your daughter's genitals and your son's genitals. And they're going to search your bags without a warrant. And they're going to have armored pillboxes. And if you get many problems, they're going to open up with 50 cal on you. So there you go. And Al-Qaeda openly works for them in a score of nations overthrowing those countries. And when Al-Qaeda gets in charge, they start having sex with the dead people. You think I'm joking? That was AP last week. When Al-Qaeda gets in charge through Al-Qaeda Light, now the sex with the dead people begins, all the weird behavior begins, the burqas, the sexual mutilation of the women, the murder of the blacks in Libya, orgies of death, 40,000 lined up and slaughtered, slaughter continuing, totally liberal, war is peace, give Obama a peace pie, a peace prize, a piece of the murder pie, and just total killing everywhere, Al-Qaeda running, hot and cold running Al-Qaeda, coming out of the woodwork. It's wonderful. Al-Qaeda's loving. Al-Qaeda's good. The American people are bad. And that's basically it. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. So again, just Al-Qaeda is now good. Give your rights up because the John Deere cap-wearing white person is evil and is going to blow up federal buildings. You notice you see that all over the news now. Whitey's going to blow up buildings. Whitey is evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Terry in New Mexico. You're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
You're not white, are you, ma'am? Because you're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, actually, you're the new Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, actually, I may be. I have two things. First and foremost, I've created a new Pledge of Allegiance that I think is apropos, so I want to share that with your audience, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the Fed of the FEMA regions of America, and to the global banks for which it stands, one nation under debt, indivisible, with tyranny and indentured servitude for all.
Very well said. And you could add in a second verse, we praise you for the 10,000 plus infold in pediatric cancer. We praise you for the 2,000 plus cancer increases in other major cancer groups. Thank you, O gracious, for the loving 3,000% increase in type 2 diabetes. Thank you for the... Well, what percentage is it from 25,000 to 1 in 58 of autism? Thank you for the curses. Thank you for the death. Thank you for turning the public into gibbering idiots. Thank you for all the humiliation and pain. Thank you for destroying America's good name worldwide. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How's that sound?
That sounds great, Alex. I'll make an amendment. And the second thing I wanted to say is that there's a lot of talk going amongst the FBI about radiological attacks implemented by sovereign citizens, and they're talking about how Troxler gauges, which are used in constructions, they're going to take materials out of there to make radiological devices that could be detonated in major cities. So there's a lot of talk about that. So that definitely goes with the false flag that you've been discussing with all of us.
Expand on that.
Well, I can't really get too much into where I get this information from, but basically what it comes down to is that there has been a lot of chatter concerning the creation of radiological exposure devices, and they've been talking a lot about how some of these devices, like troposphere gauges, which are used in construction, have been stolen, and that these materials that are cesium, I believe, is within those devices, could be used to create...
So basically, we should give up all our rights because a dirty bomb's going to get us. Well, I'm sure the good bankers that run the government that ship guns into Mexico, drugs into the U.S., I'm sure they're not going to hurt anybody, Terry.
No, not at all. No, they're great.
No, I mean, come on. These are good people. They want to help us. Like when they take our troops and put them in chambers and Project Shad and nerve gas them to death. I mean, nerve gassing the troops to death is a good government. These are good people. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. More calls straight ahead. I'm getting warmed up. Stay with us. Don't forget, we need to get prepared mentally, spiritually, physically, for what's happening. But more than just getting prepared, we need to reach out to others. We need to be educating others, because people now are really ready to wake up. All of you that have labored for decades to expose the New World Order, states all over the country are saying no to the NDAA and secret arrest of the American people. Liberals and conservatives are coming together, breaking their paradigm and embracing liberty. All over the country, cities, counties and states are blocking the UN treaty Agenda 21 right as they get ready to have their 20th anniversary of it, meeting down in South America again. Now is the time. We're in this fight. We're in the fight. We are in the game. We can win this thing. In fact, we're seeing a turnaround, and you can feel victory, but you've got to first believe you can win. People say, hey, you sound like a football coach. Football is mimicking real warfare, real history. It's the facsimile or the representation of the real thing. You understand that? That's why the analogies give themselves to being involved civically. We could turn this around. We have begun to turn it around because we knew it was coming. We were there to be made fun of and attacked, to warn people, and now we've got the credibility. Just got chills. I'm going to go back to your calls. On the front of preparedness, again, we've done our research. We've done our homework. The best gravity-fed filter out there, and as I've said, there's some other good ones as well, but the best one out there for the price, you name it, is ProPure, available at InfoWars.com with a 10% discount when you use the promo code WATER. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. You're like, what is the URL of our store? You guys are always telling me just to plug that, and I never do. Yeah, InfoWarsStore.com. There you go, InfoWarsStore, one word, .com. Okay, I'm getting rolling. I'll get to your calls. Eric in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's an honor to speak to you. I'm calling to let you know I was at the Ron Paul rally in Pittsburgh like a week ago. And the line to get into the Ron Paul show actually wrapped around the whole city block in Pennsylvania. So, I mean, what I have to ask you is, there's a situation going on right now where I feel like there's going to be an event happening at the 2012 Olympics. I feel like they're going to do something at the Native Summit in Chicago. And I have a feeling they're going to hit us with a trifecta with the economic collapse afterwards. What's your insight on any of that?
I'm sorry, sir. My feed from you was breaking up. What did you just say? Others may have heard it. I just had some breakup on it. Okay. Well, I lost the caller. Okay. What was he talking about, John? Yeah, I was trying to catch what he was saying there, but we'll go to break and come back here. By the way, our website is not InfoWars store. You know, I'm always just saying go to InfoWars.com, click on the shopping link. It's InfoWarsShop.com. But I saw they made a graphic that said that. And so I was going with that. But it's just, you know what? Sometimes I think there's just too much going on around here, and we should do a lot less and just make sure it's all quality. I mean, I'm really trying to work on that because it's like we're in a batting cage having 100 different balls shot at us a minute. And maybe we could hit 10 balls a minute, but we sure can't hit 100. And I mean, we probably won't even change that, is the thing. It'll probably stay there. And be that's the feeling of defeat. That's what people are always, oh, you're doing such a great job. I've got all this stuff I want to get done. All right, second hour's coming up with your calls, and we'll see if we can keep people on the telephone and do that. But InfoWars.com is where you go and just click on the shop link. At least I know that website, InfoWars.com. We'll stick with that.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm in total information overload. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. We have got masses of news coming up, but I want to continue with your phone calls ahead of Bruce Fein joining us, Ron Paul's top policy advisor for his campaign. He is coming up in the third hour, always informative. We'll have calls, as I said, during that. Right now, let's go to Levi in Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex, and I'd like to thank you, your staff, your guests, your sponsors, and the other InfoWarriors for this great fight that we're putting on.
Thank you, sir.
I am sitting here in FEMA Region 5. I'm looking out my window right now at Lake Superior. I understand that this war is something that a lot of people don't understand. Michigan was taken over 30 years ago on the water rights.
The Chinese and European ships and others pull in, take your water, and take it right out. And in some cases, taxpayers even have to pay for the infrastructure for the ships to dock and do it.
Yep. And this isn't something that is a Michigan problem. There's no state lines on this. These waterway feeds over half the United States. Being a vet, I can see the strategic battleground, what they have done in the strategic battleground field.
What have the traders done? They gave them the Panama Canal. They gave tax incentives to ship our jobs to China. And when they couldn't kill GM that way, they took it over and paid billions to ship the factories to China. Foreign enemies couldn't do this good.
No. The Lord told us it was coming. Hey, but we have to drop state lines, country lines, everything. This is a worldwide problem. We need to get together. This is going to be one big fight. Let's get ready for it. And the other thing is I see people with a lot of problems on trying to get the word out to people. If we just stop and listen, God will guide us into what these people's tyranny is really hitting them hard. Like my neighbors, I have never seen depression so bad as what it is here in the state of Michigan after they stole their jobs, feeding everybody now and everything else. And when you look at what you can research, which we are, if you're an InfoWarrior, you are a researcher. If you listen to these people's problems, you know where to go research and help these people. Once you get these people hooked and you can show them that changing their diet and stuff like this, the little things that they can do, now you got them hooked. The fight is a lot easier then.
Well, I agree. The public's drunk on fluoride, drunk on GMO. If you can just get people off that and stop watching as much television and explain to them why things are falling apart, this is a designed depression. They paid to ship the Volt and Cadillac factories out of Michigan and to move them to China. You paid in the $20-plus billion to General Motors to ship it to Brazil, China, Eastern Europe, and Mexico on record. You cannot get more traitorous than that. And you pay for the drones. You pay for the SWAT teams. You pay for the armored vehicles. You pay to be squeezed. And that's where we're going, a collapse by design. People are finally going to wake up when it comes to their area. But California, Michigan, other areas, the globalists have just done everything they can to destroy you.
that California was taking because of all the food that's being grown there. I mean, these are...
They cut off the water. They go, oh, there's a sucker fish that isn't even from this country. We're going to just cut off these big mountain lakes. You can't have the water. They're like, but we've owned this ranch for 100 years. And they go, shut up. You can sell it to us for pennies on the dollar because they're going to build on it later. And then people are finally, after 5 years, 6 years having their water turned off. It's been going longer than that. They're selling out. And now they're going to turn that water back on. It's how these Agenda 21 crooks work. Can you believe how criminal this scum is? I watched them do it right here in Austin.
Right. I seen them doing it in Dallas. When I used to own a business in Dallas, and I lived there for 14 years. I came back home because this is where I'm from. I know that take an animal out of its natural territory, it doesn't survive very long, so I had to come home.
Anybody that thinks their ranch or farm is safe, if development comes your way, they will discover a cave bug, they will take it, and they'll turn around and build on it. If you don't like it, a SWAT team will come murder you and your family.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with your phone calls. If you just joined us, at the end of the last hour, for some reason, my line was breaking up, but listeners were able to hear it. And Aaron Dykes was able to hear it. So I was asking what the last thing the caller said was. I heard the first part. Aaron says, I heard the caller fine. He suggested that something would happen at the Olympics and or Chicago NATO summit, a possible trifecta with the bad economy. Yeah, a lot of people are calling us, including police officers on air, and saying nuclear power plants are on alert during the summit, the NATO summit in Chicago coming up. We're getting reports they're going to be on alert at Camp David on the East Coast, and police were talking to her, being told that they're being told, look for something big to happen. This goes on all the time. Just because they're on alert doesn't mean something's going to happen. The prime suspects will be the globalist funding a group or staging something on their own. That's why the minute something happens in your area, you've got to be there with cameras immediately getting what really happens. We've had so many cases now where our listeners end up exposing that the globalist staged events. One of the most famous examples of this, or best known, is the example of what happened with Kurt Haskell and his wife seeing the government get the underwear bomber on the plane in Amsterdam. And, of course, there was no other source of that until a month and a half later. The government admitted it in congressional testimony. Just incredible information. Speaking of drones, Chief, drones certainly coming to skies over Beltway. WTOP Radio is reporting. Look up, drones are certainly coming to the skies over the Beltway the next few years, one area police chief said. Yeah, all over the country, the drones are coming. You're going to pay for them. Doesn't matter if you go bankrupt, that's the plan. More police, more checkpoints, more tyranny. But all over the country, the police are announcing they're only going to revenue generate now. In some areas, sheriff's departments are saying, we will only revenue generate. We will not respond, buy a gun. Some have been truthful. But the good news that I mentioned at the end of the last hour dovetails with what the last caller was saying about how the Great Lakes are under a UN treaty and foreign countries just come and take whatever they want of one of the biggest supplies and reservoirs of clean water, fresh water on terra firma. 75% roughly of the world is salt water on the surface, and a little over 1% is fresh water. And that's the fresh water that's on the surface. They estimate there's another 1 or 2%, I mean, if you were to bring it to the surface, that is fresh in aquifers. But the point is that this is a big deal. Here it is, Agenda 21. This is MSNBC. They're very upset. Arizona close to passing anti-UN sustainability bill. Arizona lawmakers appear to pass a Tea Party-backed bill that proponents say would stop UN takeover conspiracy, but the critics claim could end the state's cities' pollution-fighting efforts and even dismantle state unemployment office. Folks, we're under Agenda 21. Bush Sr. couldn't get us to sign on to it, but they had the bureaucracy adopt it. That's why it's standardized. The same police state environmental stuff that they have in Germany, that they have in Brazil, that they have in Canada, that they have in Australia, is Agenda 21 from the UN. And it has nothing to do with the environment. It means you've got to get permission to do anything, and they can shut down anybody they want. And it goes on, the bill is designed to protect the rights of Arizona citizens and prevent encroachment on those rights by international institutions. It goes on. And they try to say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. No, Agenda 21's real. That's why city councils and states are passing laws against it. And counties. Okay? You just saying it doesn't exist and we're crazy doesn't work anymore. By the way, do a plug right here for everybody. Go to InfoWars.com. We've got it discounted. When you order at InfoWars.com, you also get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers. Behind the green mask, Agenda 21. This one has a coffee stain on it, one I've been reading. Rosa Corey, excellent, 170-something pages. Give it to every city council person you know. This is coffin nails to their agenda. What do you give it to them with it? You give them Farmageddon, breaking down how Agenda 21 actually shuts down real sustainability. This is about shutting you down, making you dependent. All available at InfoWars.com. Okay, enough from me. The point is, there's some really good news. Matt in Germany, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex, longtime listener. I'm currently in Frankfurt right now. I'm from Minnesota, and I will be back there in about a month. And I just wanted to call. I make YouTube videos all the time supporting Ron Paul, and actually my videos have been featured on your InfoWars site about three times now, and it's just been a great help to reach a larger audience. I made a video today talking about this really key topic about Ron Paul. There's this debate going on right now on how we can make sure Mitt Romney does not win on the first round ballot. And what I've come up with is that if you are a Ron Paul supporter but a Mitt Romney delegate, you could actually abstain through the first ballot and then move on to the second, and you are actually unbound, and then you can choose to vote for Ron Paul. There are some conflicting reports out there saying that if you abstain, you actually give up your right to vote. But the RNC is under the House of Representatives law on the floor. It's not Robert's order. So could you actually vote present like Obama did on many key issues when he was in the House of Representatives? He voted present to not actually have to give a yes or no on a bill. Could we do that?
Okay, but let's stop right there. I mean, I don't mind plugging your video because we're actually preparing a report on the delegate strategy that the media is going to try to frame as a stratagem, which means a deceptive tool of war or a manipulation. Ron Paul, I don't think, and it's okay to give suggestions, folks, that's not attacking Ron Paul, hasn't given a clear strategy of what he plans to do when he does get the majority of the delegates, which he's moving towards, because he is capturing through the electoral process in most of these states, the majority of delegates, what he's going to do when the media spins it and says he's trying to block the popular vote, which has always been honored. He's not explaining that, and he's not even really clearly saying, once we get there, I'm going to ask for this, or I'm going to ask to be in the cabinet, or I'm going to ask. I mean, I know there's some talk about trying to block and contest Romney at the convention, and if that's the case, I think that's great, because Romney's not going to be his friend. Romney's not going to help him. If he did put him on the cabinet, he would be ignored and discredited. I don't think Ron Paul's going to do that. Yeah, I am for a big fracas. I am for Ron Paul getting in to the convention and absolutely taking it over and turning it into a 10-ring circus. My only issue is I haven't seen Ron Paul, and I'm not criticizing him. He's done a great job overall, supporting him. You know, love the work he's doing. I'm glad he ran. You know, you can't beg somebody to run and then sit there and get mad at them when they don't do everything you do. But I'd be up there saying, impeach Obama for war crimes, impeach Obama for violating the articles of the Constitution where Congress has to authorize war, treason for saying the UN's his authority. I mean, Ron Paul, if I was Ron Paul, I'd be saying that. I'd be calling for an abolishment of the Fed now. While he's at the pinnacle of the attention he'll ever get, I would be like a bull in a china shop. Now, he is doing that. He talked about false flags in Austin and admitted the government can stage terror attacks. Unprecedented. He's talking about the CIA coup over America and government drug dealing. So he is. So I'm not watching all his speeches. In all fairness, the media may just be ignoring him. The point is that it's time for him to really, at least when he's on these national shows, cause a bigger fracas and fricassee the New World Order, to continue with that nomenclature. So, I mean, what do you get? What do you think the main strategy is with the delegates?
Well, honestly, what I think a lot has happened, I believe that there has been a ton of Ron Paul supporters that have actually became stealth Romney delegates, Santorum delegates, or Gingrich delegates. I believe that we have the most dedicated, most just persistent people out there.
No, I agree. I love the fact that nobody's giving up like 4 years ago, and they get now that we win by resisting. We will get in the middle of everything. I think that's wonderful, then. I'm going to fully get behind the delegate process. I agree. I think that's what's happening. We should just absolutely turn that attempt by a bunch of blue blood, country club, New World Order, Rockefeller Republicans, we should turn it into an absolute rout and just explode their propaganda function in their face with constitutional libertarian volcanic explosions of fire politically.
If we do have that many stealth delegates in there and we have the majority, we then can take a vote and make it so we unbound all of the delegates before the first ballot, so you can vote on your conscience. You can vote for who you actually want to support.
By the way, the founders did that in case when you get to the convention, you find out the guy's a stinker. They put all sorts of sabotages in there in the system to empower the people. And the founders thought if they want to be delegates, they were involved. They trusted the will of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who were delegates over the will of the party insiders. So they built all these booby traps in there. Weren't they geniuses?
Oh, for sure. I mean, they just made sure that there was a back door right there, so there's a way out if something bad would happen.
Of course, you know what a booby trap is. A booby is a pirate. It means a pirate trap. I'm sorry, go ahead. Tell us the name of your video. Tell us the name of your video.
Well, the name of the video, my channel, let's see.
Yeah, you might want to give that out to be effective. Just come on.
Okay, my channel name is Matt Larson 10. It's just one T, Matt Larson 10. And the title to the video is "The Key to Getting Ron Paul Elected: Abstain from First Ballot Voting."
Now, okay, I got to check into that. I don't understand that enough, but I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'll look into it. Thank you so much. More calls coming up.
Why the unions are big businessmen, and they're going out like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, now they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
Yeah, they used to grow corn in Kansas. They grow the corn on the moon. Yeah, I can see a time coming when even your home garden will be against the law. Till it got in the way. Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
Democracy don't rule the world.
That's why we have the Second Amendment for the balance of power against the government. That's a lot of real estate indeed. And a man's gonna do. All right, enough of the sing-along. I've got a bunch of big breaking news. This is all at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and also GCNLive.com. Trail of death. Breitbart coroner turns up dead. Arsenic poisoning. But the police are saying he was poisoned, but they're saying maybe it was an accident. You know, it's no big deal. Everything's fine. Also, authorities refuse to disclose details of Chicago evacuation plan. Paul Joseph Watson. I'm getting calls about this going, where are you getting this? Is this real? Yeah, it's CBS News is where it first came from. We're just reporting on it. Does that mean they're going to evacuate Chicago? No. But they're saying it's unprecedented, and we've had police contact us, not just the ones on air you've heard, but others saying they're getting told, look for something to happen. And I've always said with preconditioning propaganda I've seen, it looks like the establishment may be looking at hitting Chicago. I've always said that the last 5 years or so. I also told you TSA'd start being at highway checkpoints and have armored pillboxes. Those have all been ordered and purchased now. How'd I know? Sometimes it takes them a lot longer to get things done, but Bill Clinton said in 1998, and I have the article in my film Police State 2000, that they would have armored checkpoints and internal passports in America. And then I saw Homeland Security say it in 2002. So it's not people are like, how does he know? He's got to be CIA. No, I've got to watch C-SPAN and read books and read documents. That's the thing. They just hope you're ignorant and call anybody who's informed a conspiracy theorist. And so what if MSNBC with 500,000 viewers maximum starts making fun of the legislature of Arizona and other legislatures that are passing laws against Agenda 21? It doesn't matter. It's real. This UN takeover is real. The UN Agenda 21 is real. The biospheres are real. The power grabbing's real. It's real. So they just keep using this old trick of conspiracy theory. Be like if you walked up to your house and somebody was walking out with your computer, your laptop, your jewelry, you know, your wife's jewelry, and you looked at them. You said, hey, man, what are you doing in my house? They said, conspiracy theory, I don't exist. You're like, yeah, you do. That's my computer. Conspiracy theory. You're seeing things. This isn't real. You'd be like, listen, pal, I'm calling 911 right now. Of course, if you're coming in your house with a gun, you'd just say, hands up. Didn't have a gun. So what? It'd be clobbered in time. About the third time they said, quit being a conspiracy theorist, it'd be, put my stuff down, or I'm going to break your nose right now. I mean, how long will we put up with them treating us like we're idiots? Oh, there's no drones over the U.S. I remember in the last decade with drones all over the place and blimps and all this other crud and spy satellites admittedly watching us illegally, because it's illegal to have spy satellites watching the American people. It's illegal to have the U.N. operating domestically. It's illegal to have the president serving as the head of the U.N. Security Council. It's illegal to have him launch wars without congressional approval. It's illegal to have torture. It's illegal for the government to ship drugs in. It's illegal for them to lie and tell you it's the law, you got to take shots. But they do it. It's illegal that all over this country they take 10, 11, 12-year-olds and give them abortions and never tell mommy it happened. And then the kids get sick and get infections and die, so it ends up in the news. I've seen cases of public schools, government training camps, aborting girls that have, you know, who are 11. And they get an infection and get sick. And then the parents go, you gave my kid an abortion. You told them not to tell me when I said no, and you took them and did a medical procedure. They can't take your child to the zoo without you signing a form. But now I've learned they're not even doing that. They're getting rid of everything. They're like, we run your kid. They're going to get shots and they're going to get abortions. And if you don't like it, we'll send a SWAT team by, extremists. Well, you know what? Send them on by. The American people are buying 5 million guns a month. We're not looking for a fight. But you want to draw first blood? You and your collaborators? Bring it on!
Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Coming to you live from FEMA Region 6, deep inside globalist occupied territory, it's Alex Jones.
In the last 2 weeks, every day in different newspapers, different publications, today it's AFP, Reuters, AP, The Atlantic, that the war with Al-Qaeda is over and that we won it. We won the war against the made-up group that the CIA created on record, just like Israel created Hamas. Oh, you don't believe me? Just go look it up. It's Jerusalem Post. They create the enemies. Does that mean the low-level guy attacking you doesn't believe in what he's believing? No. But up the chain, he was funded by Western powers as a way so that the government can pose as your savior. It's the oldest trick in the book. Remember that case? Had to be more than 15 years ago. It made national news in New York City, where for years, no one knew who was bashing out hundreds of windows a week with a ball-peen hammer, just cracking windows. There was a guy with billboards up all over the area, though, who would beat anybody's price on fixing the windshield. He finally got caught. He had a few of his crew out, going out in the early morning hours and just not making a big fracas, walking by the cars and just barely hitting them with a ball-peen hammer, breaking the windshield. Crack, crack, crack. Profit, profit, profit. And there's the billboard right there. He'll handle it. He'll handle it for you. I mean, this is so elementary. And we've got this report at Infowars.com. CBS runs defense for everyone's a terrorist, FBI flyers. I'm going to play that when Bruce finds on. We have a little clip from the news because it's not enough to have the name of the piece be, are you a terrorist? I want you to hear CBS News say, are you a terrorist? Wearing blue jeans? Taking photos, talking on a cell phone. It's reasonable, actually, to believe everyone's a terrorist, they're telling us. But it's not Al-Qaeda, though. It's the new domestic groups, and in all the Homeland Security promo videos, it's only white people that are terrorists. You know, Arabs and Muslims complained that when terrorism was talked about, it was always only them shown. And where in the official narrative, it is the Muslims, you know, supposedly involved in all the terrorism, or most of it. This narrative, it's completely made up. They go, oh, Oklahoma City. Oh, yes. And I guess that was white terrorists. I guess the FBI guys we know were involved, the ATF guys, I guess pretty much all of them were white. Well, the deputy attorney general, I mean, is he really black? Eric Holder? I guess it was mainly white people involved in that. So, okay. Interesting. We've got that report coming up right now. Let's just rush through calls. That means probably one call in the next 30 minutes, but let's rush through them. Be ready. We're going to go to Hillbilly. You never call me by my name, just Hillbilly. Then we're going to go to Rod, Mark, Michael, and Philip and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. All right, Hillbilly. I want to hear some Charlie Daniels. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Hey, real quick, in the interest of time, if I could just go over a couple points and then ask you a question.
Sure.
First of all, the blanket statement that the minister that called here recently, he was concerned about with the clergy response team. I can tell you how to blanket all of those people real easily. Anyone, any organization that's 501c3, tax-exempt nonprofit organization, you can bet they're the clergy response team. Also, St. Peter's Cathedral indulgences, two of those, if you do a little bit of digging, two of those were for a few dollars you could rape a virgin sometime in the future, and for a little more than double that, you could murder someone in the future and get away with it. That's how St. Peter's Cathedral was built.
Wow, I didn't know that. I'll have to look into that, but that's wild. So you're saying it was actually a license to do bad stuff?
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly.
I wonder if we could start paying Al Gore, like, because we pay him carbon indulgences. Could we pay Al Gore to rob a bank, like he says it's okay? I mean, I guess that's what it means when you give the government campaign contributions; they let you commit crimes. I mean, Congress got caught insider trading, so they just said, "Oh, we're allowed to." Of course, they're not allowed to; it's against the law. But they just say it's okay, so it must be kind of like torture's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This is the new United States. Yeah, torture's fine. Al-Qaeda's in the cheese. Don't worry about it. Anyway, sorry about that.
I like that.
Anyway,
Al-Qaeda's in the cheese. What does that mean?
anyway, one more thing, too. You said you was talking about, I want to go real quick with the tithes thing, the tax for the churches real quick.
Yes.
If you look into that, the tithes are our responsibility to give to the poor, the widows, and the orphans to divvy out. The whole thing of giving your tithes to the church was a whole ordeal of you're too stupid to know what to do with your 10%, give it to us, we'll spend it correctly for you. Does that sound
And by
familiar?
The way, that makes sense. If citizens gave 10%, it would lift up the whole economy around them if you help the orphans, the needy, and then you wouldn't need government. And that's how it was always done. They told my dad when he went to dental school, they said about a third of what you do should be basically free. Lab work and things like that, they're going to have to pay for, or you should work with a charity to do that. But about a third of the work you do should be free. Ron Paul would go volunteer a third of the time at charity hospitals and do work for free. And people run TV ads about it and say what an angel he was. But the point is that was standard. That's like when we have Dr. Blaylock on. He says, it's a lie that people don't get health care. Sure, do you get some, $1,000 a shot Remicade for your Crohn's disease? If you don't have insurance, maybe not, but it doesn't help you anyways. There's examples like that. I happen to know about the medical system. I've talked to countless doctors. I've researched it. It's all a hoax. But once there's government health care, like in England and other places, they actually take Brock Lesnar, the cage fighter guy, the MLM, whatever you call it, fighter. I'm having one of those they call it mind farts. What do you call it whenever you can't? I'm having an early onset of Alzheimer's moment here. UFC fighter. There we go. Thank you. The UFC fighter. He had a stomach perforation or gut perforation up in Canada and almost died, he said, because he couldn't get health care. They wouldn't get in for the surgery. They just told him, oh, you're fine, go home. That's what they do in England. Watson was sick for a month with a chest cold, and they just gave him a little pack with some bandages and some Tylenol and said, go home, you're fine, without even looking at him. And he said, I want to go see a private doctor. No, we're not authorizing that. That's what this is. It's eugenics. People have no idea that they're about to wreck our healthcare system. People say, oh, the healthcare system's going bankrupt because the country's dying, because people are diseased, because people are unhealthy, they're being killed. Okay, and then even heroic healthcare can't save them. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Oh, you're fine, you're fine. I agree with you 100% on all those. One more quick thing, actually two more quick things. The last one's a question.
I want 10 more quick things. We're never getting to these other callers.
Okay, one more thing then. Real quick, from the front lines here, the Tempe School District here, they are now requiring parents to put in volunteer time. And if they don't, they will suspend or expel their student.
Wow, that's big news. I mean, I know that Obama said you're going to have compulsory volunteerism, and his chief of staff, Emanuel, on C-SPAN and in two other interviews said you will be forced to serve at least 3 months a year as a child and then as an adult in work brigades being bossed around by these people. And they've already in Austin formed the high schoolers into these Agenda 21 environmental bossy brigades. Tell me where you're located. Tempe, Arizona. Give me the headline of that. I'd like to pull that up. Parents forced to volunteer in Tempe, Arizona. Is that a good headline?
It's Tempe School District number 3, and the school our daughter attends is Ward Traditional Academy.
Okay, hold on.
It sounds like it. Yes, it sounds like it is a charter school, but it's not. It's public funded. It's a public school, says so.
Okay, go real slow because I'm slow. Guys, write this down. Okay, you're in Tempe. Okay.
Yes, it's Tempe School District number 3. And the name of the school is Ward, W-A-R-D, Traditional Academy.
And you're forced to volunteer or your child doesn't get a... And that's always been the plan. First, kick parents out of parenting, bankrupt the society, start keeping the children until later in the evening, get them younger and younger, 2, 3, 4 years old into school, get rid of the summers. That's all the Bill and Melinda Gates program. And then make about half the curriculum social brainwashing, not actual learning. And then wonder why the kids are failing and then keep them in school even longer and then intensify the brainwashing. And they're basically government re-education camps. But if I go to Tempe, Arizona, Ward
Traditional Academy.
Yeah, Ward Traditional Academy number 3. You're saying I'll go on there and it says on the website you must volunteer or your child will not get their grade.
In the parent's handbook that they give you, you must do 20 hours of volunteer service, and that includes grading papers, running copies off, doing school teacher work.
Yeah, that way all the money can go to the little socialist principles and people that are top heavy. That's amazing. That's indentured servitude, and that is their plan. Wow. Guys, I'm sure it's going on everywhere because I know that was part of the plan. I just didn't know they were starting to phase that in yet. Parents made to volunteer in schools. Pull me up something on that. I'm sure it's going on all over the country. Thank you so much, sir. Great points. Okay, I've got to move quick here. I made a joke to the caller because the callers are all so good. We end up going for 10 minutes with each one. Rod in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm going to make it quick for you. First, thank you for everything you do. And then also, I live here in Chicago, the heart of the police state testing grounds, call it a lab maybe. I just want to let you know, I don't know what's happening for sure, but I know that yesterday or the day before over Wrigley Field was not a ball game day. I saw black unmarked helicopters pulling figure eights for a solid 20 minutes. I have
doesn't matter. Doesn't exist. If you get video of it, it doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
Government
yeah,
said
I,
so. Take I, more I'm shots. Sure, sir. Just drink more fluoride. Take more shots. Watch more TV. No, they admit they're doing Delta Force training over the city. They admit they're basically locking it down for martial law. They admit all of that and are preparing for emergency evacuation and preparing to move a million dead to nearby Indiana. But that's been part of the plan. They use any globalist meeting to practice taking over a city and setting up martial law. This is done everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen it tons and tons of times. I've been a listener of yours for over 10 years now, and I've been watching how this is all unfolded. Are you familiar now, or have you seen yet that they're putting missiles on rooftops to watch the Olympic Games in London?
Yes, again, implying that Al-Qaeda is going to come and get us, the same Al-Qaeda they just gave Libya and 20,000-plus missiles. Several thousand of them high-tech. It's like, oh, Al-Qaeda's given missiles that can shoot down aircraft, but they're good, Al-Qaeda, but we need to pull you over in downtown Houston and search you randomly because we're trying to keep you safe. No, you work for the narcotics trafficking murdering government. Okay, and you're here to break our will and teach us that you can rob us. America's gone bad. The bad people took over. And either the police and everybody stand up and say no to this, or you line up and go along with it. And it's all over. Go ahead.
I tried to get on a Greyhound bus coming from Southern Illinois back here into Chicago about 2 weeks ago. And as I was getting on the Greyhound, I was confronted by six or seven uniformed police officers doing random checks throughout the baggage area, like where you put underneath the bus.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna get to get away from being groped and searched and have your rights violated by not just flying. And now they're doing home inspections all over the country without warrants. It's all about their God. And I watch reporters when they're at cop meetings and stuff just shake to be near the police. It is the most pathetic country we could be. Look at this right here. Look at this. This is, if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is the chilling new face of the police. Guys, will you give me a document cam shot of this, please? This is the chilling new face of the police. That's the Daily Mail headline. And just like in third world countries where the police start wearing masks, they do that to terrorize you and to hide their identity when they're committing crimes. And look at the look on this guy's face, getting off on it, acting tough, stomping around, wanting to scare people. Only an arrested development idiot. And it's one thing if you're wearing a mask, you think there's going to be shattering glass or going in someplace. But when they wear them in public, it's to hide their identity. In Mexico, it's like this. In Russia, it's like this. This is what authoritarian countries do. This is how they act. This is how they look, and it's all about intimidating the general public. It's all about waging war on us. It's all about intimidating and scaring the public ahead of the bankers, totally destroying our system. Anything else?
Yeah, that's absolutely disgusting. I'm actually watching this on Prison Planet TV right now. That's incredibly disturbing.
But the camera can't do it justice. Do you see the look in this guy's eyes? And I've seen it in New York. They'll stomp around in these Darth Vader outfits and bulge their eyes out at you. And it's like, what a pathetic coward you are. I mean, I can't imagine as a man who's not the toughest guy in the world, but if you're looking for a fight, you're going to get, you attack me, you're going to get attacked back. You better believe it. And I'll enjoy it, by the way, is the final equation. And then I look at these guys and you see them tattoos strutting around, bulging their eyes out at you. And all I want to do is say, well, come on, punk. Oh, but you got your guns and your tasers. Again, only little boys do this. Only little boys want to torture. Only little boys want to dress up like this. Only little boys. You work for a murdering criminal foreign banking cartel. If you live in England, if you live in the U.S., and you're police, and a lot of cops are waking up. But I've seen these cops in New York, especially bulging their eyes out at kids and people. And I mean, what type of man wants to dress up in a outfit like it's Halloween and go around trying to act tough and intimidating people? It's pathetic. It's pathetic. If you're so tough, go join the local jiu-jitsu club. You'll find people that want to fight. Oh, but you don't want that. You want to go around intimidating people on the street wearing third world black mask with tattoos all over your arms. You're sick. You're filthy. You're scum. You're trash. You're a disgrace. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New Hampshire. You're on the air, Mark. Go ahead.
Please forgive me for asking a question which you may have covered already. I don't get to listen as often.
You don't need to preface it. You can ask the same thing over and over again.
What have you heard about the plan for mass arrests of these NWO puppets and the puppeteers that control them? And
I always hear about Nacera and all that, and it's always going to happen next month, and it never does, and it's not real. Are there good people in government? Yes, but they're trying to psychologically profile and hire every lunatic they can, every control freak they can. And the only reason we're not in full martial law is because the military is full of wonderful people. I've got to tell you, the best people out there I've found is the military. They know, they're awake, they're one of our best hopes. Then there's the American people and other people around the world that love freedom, and there are a lot of good police as well. But a lot of these special units are just, now there's a mass shooting, the cops for 3 hours put on Darth Vader outfits, when the old days, the cops didn't even put their body armor on. They just grabbed their guns and went in because that's what you did. And it's just pathetic. So again, they dress up in all this stuff because they're scared. They dress up in all this junk because they want to stay out of a fight. We'll be right back. Stay there. I'll come back to you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, I know I start ranting and raving, and I know it's embarrassing sometimes, but it's real. So what? I just look at photos of police wearing full black masks, walking around with their arms way out wide, making growling, ugly faces and showing their teeth. And I see it now with the children's military toys is, you know, the guys aren't smiling or don't have straight mouths. They're making ugly faces. I've shown that to you. And they're teaching them it's manly to act like this. And in New York, they get these Hercules teams guys in these giant body armor and you know, machine guns, M16s, whatever, standing there just like making growling faces all day. And it's ridiculous. As a man, that is embarrassing. Like, I like motorcycles and the whole motorcycle thing. I think it's cool. And you see people that are out there doing it, and it's nice. But a lot of times people pull up at a red light or whatever, and they look over at you and are like trying to act tough. And I just want to attack them. I mean, I'm like going, oh, please don't let that person say something. Oh, I could really jump on them and slam their head in the ground. Oh, my God. Because it's not that I'm even a tough guy. It's like I'm like a nice guy who likes to pick flowers and play with my dogs. You know, I got French bulldogs in a lab, and I'm all Mr. Friendly, and I like my daughters and my son. And because I'm like a real person. I take that as a threat. I see guys strutting around, acting tough, bulging their eyes out. The loving father in me says, enemy, enemy, enemy. And I just like get in this guerrilla mode. I just start, you know, clobbering time. And I don't like it. It makes me angry. You make me angry. Do you understand that? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you. You work for evil. And I just wish all these so-called men would stand up against tyranny and really do something for humanity instead of acting tough all day. I am so sick of it. I am so tired of it. I tell you, that's why I can't look at images of cops wearing ski masks. I mean, it's one thing if, again, they're going in and be busting glass out or something, and you actually wear it for that. But I've seen the police chiefs admit it's for intimidation. When they pull up in big black tanks and get out in black masks and are bulging their eyes out, I see cops do it all the time. I'm like, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing. There aren't real threats. It's made up. The drug war's fake. I'm tired of it. You people have wrecked our country. And it's going to get a lot worse because I figure out all these guys are run by foreign banks. I got to settle down. I'm going to tell you this. This country's on fire, and this also funds us, as if selling thousands of this book funds anything. We make like $5, $6 on them. The point is that it's coffin nails to the New World Order. I spilled coffee on this one. Maybe I need to get a clean one. Behind the green mask, UN Agenda 21. The reason I raise this is getting a lot of traction right now. In fact, let me just read this to you. Where's my article? Two states have passed it. Another one, Arizona, is on the verge of passing anti-Agenda 21 laws. Two states have passed laws against the NDAA. It's spreading. A lot of exciting stuff's happening. There's more calls for impeachment of Obama because this book and my films and other materials, because I've talked to some of the city council people and legislators, they're getting Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. By Rosa Corey. They're getting Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They're getting films like Farmageddon, and they're standing up against the feds that are attacking the farms. And it's all available at Infowars.com. So get Farmageddon at Infowars.com. Get an Evil Citizen rulebook free with it, with all the purchases, and support this operation so we can do more. Farmageddon. You can also go to Infowarshop.com or Infowarsstore.com. It'll actually get you there. That just redirects. Okay, we're going to come back, take a few calls, then get Bruce Fine on for the balance of that hour, and we'll take your calls with him as well. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I fear for this country. I fear for free humanity. You can see the control grid being set up. Things are accelerating. We've got to work now while the sun still shines. We've got to try to reverse things peacefully now. Philip in California, and we'll move on to others. Thank you for holding. Philip, then Michael. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Philip from Pima Region 9, formerly California. Wanted to call and discuss two things. One is with the Bilderberg meeting that's coming up, it seems to me that the best thing we could do is emulate what we know has worked in the past. With the success of stifling the Bilderberg meeting in Switzerland, I think it would be a fantastic opportunity for us to take the network of people that are celebrities, as well as Ron Paul, et cetera, and try and form a group to arrest and campaign against the people that we know are perpetrating the atrocities and the agenda. I think, Alex, you know, you're obviously a person who has the network of those people. So I'm personally more than happy to, as I'm sure all the listeners, to try and help execute that as much as possible. But the problem is we need people who have the network of, and can pull together those individuals. And someone like you could obviously be be the ringleader for that.
Be a ringleader for specifically what? Organize people to infiltrate things?
To create the basically having the network to pull together Ron Paul, let's say, the different celebrities and people who are highly visible with regards to different movements and pull them together so that way we can go to the...
I thought you were talking at first about sneaking into Bohemian Grove and stuff like that.
No, I'm saying specifically the Bilderberg meeting that's coming up at the end of this month. We know how the Swiss, basically they said senators... or their equivalent, I should say, went to the Bilderberg meeting and tried to arrest individuals and said, hey, you know, not in our country. We should be doing the same thing here, basically creating a list of what the crimes against humanity are.
I'll be honest with you. I want to totally confirm they're going to be there first. We think that's, well, I'd say I'm 95% sure. Tucker's 99, so he's probably right. But I don't want, well, now we're just giving it away here. I don't want to specifically rattle their cage too much, or they'll move it or cancel it or have 500 cops out there. And yes, if we could get a member of Congress to go in there and demand to be let in, that would be the moral authority. I'm not looking for a confrontation with the plainclothes Marines that are going to be there, and that's who's going to be there, and State Department protective detail. Don't worry, they'll be trying to set people up and stuff. It's real, is what I'm telling you. I'm going to be there to try to draw attention to them. You know, the stuff of trying to arrest Karl Rove or things like that, I'd rather get the shadowy group exposed so that in the future we know who to arrest. And we're getting to that level. And I think it's great. I mean, once we confirm it is going to be there in Virginia, I was planning in the next week or two to start organizing not only thousands of people to be there to protest, but also a rally against them. And I also plan to stop at a few places along the way. I was thinking about Knoxville, Tennessee, one of our affiliates there, and give a speech before I got there. So, yes, I just didn't exactly want to tell Bilderberg what I was planning until they got a little bit closer to it. But I guess we are about a month out right now. But I'm not planning, to try to have them arrested or anything, because I think that would result in something the other way around. I would rather just absolutely ruin their event and draw attention to it and show how the corporate whore, I keep calling them names. They're the sympathizer, collaborator media. They're the banker sympathizer media. They're the foreign banker occupation enemies. And I do think when we take the country back, there needs to be criminal charges for all of them. This is aiding and abetting the overthrow of our free sovereign republic. I mean, I think Chris Matthews, all of them, should go to prison. I'll say it right now. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us here today, the 30th of April, 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and for the rest of the hour, we're joined by constitutional lawyer and scholar Bruce Fein. He's also the chief policy advisor for Congressman Ron Paul's campaign. And we're always very thankful that he takes out time on his busy schedule. He's also been a constitutional advisor to Congress and members of Congress and is a best-selling author. He's also been special assistant to the Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel and the Assistant Attorney General for Antitrust, General Counsel of the Federal Communications Commission, Counsel to the Joint Congressional Committee over Covert Arms Sales to Iran, Visiting Fellow for the Constitutional Studies at the Heritage Foundation, Adjunct Scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, Guest Lecturer at the Brookings Institute, just to name a few of his laurels. Just an amazing constitutional mind, and we'll tell you about some of his books as well, including the latest one. But he also graduated with honors from Harvard Law School in 1972, where he went on to clerk for a prestigious federal court. But the reason I wanted to get him on was to talk about a host of issues. The Ron Paul campaign, so we can understand some of the strategies that are taking place right now, where he sees that going. But also I want to get into this legislation that may pass the House, it's passed the Senate, for the IRS to strip a right of the passport, because a citizen can't give up their, government can't take your citizenship. You have to give it up yourself, from my constitutional understanding. So to say they're going to strip it extrajudicially, can you even take a passport of a felon? No. I mean, this is really dangerous. And this TSA on the streets, checkpoints, searching bags in Dallas and Houston, and now I've been told they're coming to Austin. I mean, that's illegal. I'm going to resist feds out of their jurisdiction randomly, in some cases with the army, just setting up checkpoints and searching people. I'm not doing it. This is lawlessness. So I want to get his take on that. And Obama and the wars and telling Congress he can take a hike. Mr. Fein, we haven't had you on in the last month or so since that incredible video that I know you and Congressman Ron Paul spoke about, because I've seen your comments, but I'd like to hear them here. Let's start there before we get into Ron Paul, and then there's some points you want to go over. What do you make of the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, going before the Senate Armed Services Committee and saying, we don't come to you to launch wars now. We get it from the UN. So it's bad enough if the president, like Caesar said, I'm in control of the military. The Senate can take a hike. You know, that's Rubicon behavior. But imagine if Caesar said, I work for the Gauls, or I work for the Visigoths now, or I work for the Persians. That would be high treason, would it not be? I mean, this is beyond Caesar-type activity. As bad as Hitler was, absolutely terrible. Hitler was the German dictator. But imagine if he would have been saying, I have the authority from Stalin. That would have even been another level. Or am I incorrect in common law, common sense, constitutional law? What do you call it when the president sends letters last year and says, I'll launch wars when I feel like it. How dare you criticize me? I have UN authority. And now the military belligerently tells Congress that they can basically go jump in the lake. What are you advising Congress on right now?
Well, that's, in fact, one of the things that I've done in the interim. I've drafted a House concurrent resolution. It's 107 for your audience, introduced by Walter Jones, that at least has Congress stating quite unequivocally it is an impeachable offense, a high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution for the president unilaterally to initiate the military in offensive warfare. So we have, you know, a clear declaration. You have now basically violated your oath of office and need to be removed if he ever acted. He's already done. He's already acted on that way in Libya. And most recently now he's what we would call unrestricted predator drone warfare in Yemen against even unnamed targets that we reassured are high-level officials like the 16-year-old son of Awlaki, without any congressional authority whatsoever. And notice also, Alex, when we were reading in the last week about the proposed 10-year extension of United States military and economic aid to Afghanistan running from 2014 to 2024. There we have the headlines. The parties that have to ratify the agreement that still has details, it's listed as President Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan, the Afghanistan Parliament, and President Obama. Congress doesn't even make a cameo appearance, you know? It's like they have been reduced to an ink blot in the constitutional system when they're supposed to be the check on abuses and empire mentality that causes the budget to skyrocket and engage in these fool's errands that make us less safe and create enemies. It's really almost, it makes me speechless to know how clear the founding fathers were on entrusting these national security responsibilities to Congress because they distrusted the executive's inclination, you know, to go to war, to concoct conflict, because the executive gets all the power, the secrecy, the money, the spending, the jingoism, and whatever. To see that intent turned on its head. And then what's even more stunning than your chronicling of what the military and the chiefs of staff told Congress is, instead of someone standing up and said, sir, because you can impeach members of the military and who also have official duties and as well as the president, you have now announced that you are not loyal to the Constitution. We're going to impeach and remove you from office. You'd expect at least some murmur of that kind of nothing. I mean, isn't it stunning, Alex, that no one in Congress entrusted with the responsibility to remove these people lifted a finger or said anything at all adverse in light of the usurpation?
Constitutional law expert, advisor to Congress, advisor to Ron Paul, as chief policy advisor, Bruce Fine, constitutional lawyer, joins us. Well, that was my point. I should have said that in the introduction. I was aware that you authored the piece of legislation for Walter Jones. We had him on, and in fact, that's why I wanted to get you on to discuss that, because there's no one better at the center of this actually resisting it. I know Ron Paul has criticized it, and he said there are many impeachable offenses, but this is one of them. Absolutely. In fact, that was my next question to you, but you just asked me. What has happened to Congress, Mr. Fine, that the Joint Chiefs were belligerent? I would say Panetta's attitude was arrogant and belligerent. We're watching treason. We're watching the overthrow of our constitutional system in front of us basically the equivalent of a dog hiking its leg on us, you know, marking its territory, and nothing ever came of it except for your resolution and a few House members signing on to it, when this should be one of the biggest issues of our time. And it's part of a long train of these lawyers in D.C. who are clearly trying to set the precedent that the war powers no longer resides in Congress.
No, exactly. And it is worse than just the presidential usurpation. You're right. At least then, we still have the president who at least nominally is an oath to have his allegiance only to the United States. But then this concoction that the United Nations and the Security Council of the United Nations can authorize and tell the president what he can do. I mean, the Supreme Court is quite clear. In a case called Reed versus Covert in 1954, the Supreme Court held a treaty cannot trump the constitutional rights and checks and balances in the American system, meaning that a treaty cannot override the exclusive power of Congress to decide to go to war. And I don't care how many, whether there's a UN treaty, so what? The Constitution trumps the treaty. The treaty must be subordinate to the Constitution. You know, otherwise, you know, could you imagine us signing a treaty that says all the signatories agree that no one shall have freedom to criticize any government that's ruling in office, you know? There goes our First Amendment rights. Oh, well, you know, but the UN has agreed to it, you know? You can't do that. I mean, the treaty then can be used to destroy the entire constitutional framework.
Well, look at the UNIDIR treaty that countries have signed on to. It says, I've read the quote, it says civilian ownership of firearms will be abolished to defend the legitimate power monopoly of the state. They're saying the state needs a power monopoly and that that's legitimate, when that's the opposite of what our system's set up on.
Yeah, exactly. And they say that those treaties are subordinate to the Constitution. If there's a conflict, the treaty has to yield, not the other way around. And now when we're on this, the war issues and others, oh, no, you just have to, you know, get a treaty and ratify it, and then the Constitution out the window, and then the loyalty of the president is to some international body that we have no control over. It has no loyalty to us. It doesn't pay us any taxes, doesn't obey our laws, which is insane.
Well, we're going to break in a moment. I want to come back and get into other issues, sir, but what do you recommend we do? Get behind the legislation you wrote?
This is... Really, Alex, the instruments are there. The instruments to redress this are there. It's just there's no political will. So what do? You write into your member of Congress that you support House Resolution 107, and you better impeach it. And if Obama goes to, well, he already has. He's gone to war against Libya without congressional authorization. And if he does it, he'll threaten. If he does it in Iran, he's going to be impeached. You know, and it says, well, but that doesn't bring jobs. Well, you know, listen, I'm in favor of economic prosperity, but some things are more worth, you know, are worth more than just dollars. And it's our own dignity, our only right to govern ourselves. It's checks and balances. Now, if we don't have that, all the money in the world you can't take with you, you know, in your dignity once you have your epitaph there.
Well, as you know, sir, it is. Sure, it is liberty, though, that brings the prosperity. Every time you get rid of liberty, the prosperity disappears.
Yeah, absolutely. Or where it goes is to those with the crony capitalism is where it goes. You're exactly right. You know, some prosper, but not because of their industry and ambition and creativity, but because they manipulate the political system in their favor. You know, that's the TARP money, that's the entitlement programs, that's all these military, you know, boondoggles out there spending trillions of dollars, you know, on trying to defend against an asteroid that might hit the next time Halley Comet comes around.
American.
You know, that's not liberty. Is, you know, working your own skill, your own, it's your Thomas Edison types. That's liberty and prosperity.
It is. AmericanFreedomAgenda.org will tell you about his latest book as well. Bruce Fein's our guest. He is the chief policy advisor for Ron Paul. Stay with us. Bruce Fein, constitutional lawyer, author. His latest book, American Empire Before the Fall, is joining us. This is a short segment with Bruce, long segment coming up, and we'll get into the whole IRS, domestic checkpoints, government building up for war with the people question, and then your calls. But your letter to the New York Times got published. I'm surprised they did that. But they also had an article about the FBI creating fake terror threats and basically false flags. So I guess I guess the New York Times understands that they don't start telling the truth some, they're going to lose all their readers. I guess the market is having an effect. I noticed Congress is talking about a contempt citation against Holder over Fast and Furious. Now we learn it's hand grenades being shipped down there to blame the Second Amendment. Just a lot of things happening, but tell folks about your letter, because it breaks down this chain of events that we seem to be going in, that empires, like elephants, go to a certain place to die.
Yeah, well, I mean, the letter really pivoted off of really a good article by friend Charlie Savage, a reporter of the New York Times, pointing out how Obama was unilaterally circumventing Congress and domestic issues, you know, whether it's the student loan program or a whole host of things that he does through the EPA or otherwise, because he can't get them through Congress. And I pointed out in the letter, well, that's one thing, but he doesn't even make, you know, an attempt, even a shadow of an effort to consult Congress with regard to national security matters. And the point of the letter was to show this is not a unique phenomenon with Obama, although he sort of reached the high water mark that ever since World War II, beginning with Harry Truman's unilateral war against North Korea, Eisenhower had unilateral defense treaties or executive agreements with Spain. We had the Gulf of Tonkin resolution with Johnson, and we had with regard to, you know, President Clinton, you couldn't get a war resolution against Bosnia, so he did it unilaterally. And we have Bush with waterboarding in the Iraq War, and now we have Obama with Libya and claiming he can go anywhere in the world and kill any American citizen he wants with a Predator drone if he thinks that they're an imminent threat, and that this is a very grave threat to who we are as a country. I say the glory of the Republic, in the words of John Quincy Adams, was liberty. We didn't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. Our influence abroad was the influence of example and having a true dedication to due process and liberty at home. And now we've swapped that American Republic, where liberty is our glory, to one where empire and the glory is domination and permanent warfare. And that's where we are, you know, today. And just think, Alex, you read the newspapers, we got troops, you know, chasing the Lord's Resistance Army in Africa, you know, they're in Central African Republic, and we're thinking about invading Syria or dropping bombs there. And then we have a new escalation of Predator drones in Yemen, you know, and we still have troops, you know, in Afghanistan.
They're launching drones all over the U.S. Did you see where they're ordering hundreds of armored mobile pillboxes for the highways and 450 million 40 caliber bullets? And they've got TSA now at checkpoints just everywhere. I mean, what's going on?
No, Alex, that, you know, it's a brilliant observation you made, because it shows how prescient James Madison was when he said, you know, all history teaches that the instruments that are developed to fight danger from abroad are invariably employed at home to crush domestic liberty. And that's exactly what we're seeing. All these things that, oh, we have to develop all these weapons because we need to keep the battlefield, you know, 9,000 miles away. But now you're making the battlefield America. And indeed, that is what Senator Lindsey Graham, when he voted in support of this National Defense Authorization Act that entrusted the president with authority to use the military to take any of us at any time to Guantanamo and say, hey, we're providing some material support to a coalition a member of Al-Qaeda, is that Lindsey Graham said, oh, the battlefield used to be abroad, but we're bringing the battlefield here to the United States, which is a sense saying, hey, we got martial law here. And that's what invariably happens. You think that you can keep these foreign instruments in foreign lands, but that's not how the law works and the precedent works. It comes back to haunt us right here. You're right. Predator drones, surveillance drones, checkpoints, everything is subordinated to safety. And that's one of the important things that we need to remember, that this oftentimes proverb is that you can never be too safe. Yeah, you can be too safe. If the reason why you're safe is you blocked everybody up, you know, then you've destroyed the whole purpose of having your country. You've destroyed liberty. You know, I don't want that safety. You have to take some risk in life or liberty to have any oxygen to
Well,
it.
Sure. And any government that can totally surveil to, quote, keep you safe, historically, it always becomes the ultimate destroyer. I mean, look at government killing. Major universities, the University of Hawaii did a study on democide, government killing its citizens. Non-military deaths, 20th century, 262 million people governments killed, with the communist and Hitler and Pol Pot. I mean, government is the biggest unnatural killer and the biggest wrecker that of anything out there. It's the dangerous thing. As our forebearer said, it's what you want to keep locked up. It's the danger. Stay there, sir. We're going to come right back. Long segment coming up. We'll get into the rest of what you see happening and Ron Paul. Stay with us. To Bruce Fine here in just a moment. I wanted to read to you a few of the headlines at Infowars.com. The ultimate green bombshell. New study finds wind farms cause actual climate change. That's Patrick Henningsen. They also don't work very well. They've bankrupted Spain. They're a big part of that. International scientific order needed to facilitate the big die-off. That's a quote. Top UN advisor. By the way, that's in Reuters. They're saying, the collectivists are saying, shut off the economy, bankrupt things because humans are bad. Post-industrial world, you cannot make up this magnitude of craziness. NSI... instructional video says public photography is terrorism. CBS runs defense for everyone's a terrorist, FBI flyers. This is the twilight zoning of America. And also, trail of death. Breitbart coroner turns up dead, arsenic poisoning. But the police are saying that they don't think he committed suicide, so they are looking at foul play. And by the way, it turns out it is the coroner that did Breitbart. So, wow. Twilight zone indeed. And we've got some other crazy news up there. You know, when they passed the NDAA and Obama signed it, when he said he wouldn't sign it, and then we learned he demanded the provisions be there. Still, even I was pinching myself. But we ask ourselves, why is the elite able to do this? And I think it's the dependency. They know if they get a giant dependent class, the American people, one way or the other, around half are dependent on a government contract, government welfare, something. How do we ever extricate ourselves from this when around half the people out there are dependent? And I understand they took your money, blew it, and then keep you dependent because of Social Security. I mean, I understand they forced you into it. But the point is, how do we ever get out of it? Do things collapse? Or in the process of collapsing, do we go through an authoritarian nightmare as they try to keep it going? Bruce Fine, constitutional law scholar, best-selling author, top policy advisor to Ron Paul, is our guest. What do we do about this dependency? I mean, close to $50 million on food stamps. They're talking about the new bailout being a student loan bailout. Sure. I mean, we're going to go bankrupt. How much money can we spend?
Now, you know, entitlement programs over $2 trillion, you know, a year. And that's just, it's not sustainable. And everybody's got to, you know, everyone's got to live in a much more austere fashion. And just remember, if we cut back for everybody, that means you got to pay less taxes. So you have more of your own money, you know, to spend. Now, we do, as any nation would have, a safety net, but the safety net ought to be really the bare necessities. But otherwise, and I say this with all sincerity, Alex, you know, in some sense, the government deprives you of your own dignity by making you dependent, because your real character, your real metal, your real self-esteem comes from struggle, from making it on your own, from overcoming difficulties at birth or otherwise. And if you've never faced those challenges, you can never develop true character. You're, in some sense, you become stunted. And so it's really, in my view, sort of a disability to be born, you know, a son or child of a Bloomberg, and you never have any stresses. You're going to be a very soft person. And what gives you the strength to go through the peaks and valleys of life and stay, you know, afloat and demonstrate your character is precisely the ability, you know, to overcome struggle. And the government deprives you. They make you into a dwarf when they just say, oh, don't worry, you're not accountable for anything. We understand how soft and weak you are. Oh, here's the money. Here it is that makes it all right for you. Right? And that's poison, you know, to individual dignity.
Well, I agree with you, it's poison. And dovetailing with that is the report last week where the Labor Department was going to ban, and I read the regulations on air, any basic farm work with, quote, raw materials, grass, hay, seeds, eggs. I mean, that is the family farm, and I've worked on a family farm. I've been sent to our family farm on summers, one time for a whole year of school. I worked on ranches for a large animal vet. All of the youth work, you have a good time doing it. You end up making money as well. And that's how you learn the next generation. That shows this dangerous collectivism where the government was going to ban farm chores. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, it was. I think if you had any electricity, even on a drill, you know, you couldn't keep doing it on the farm. And then they said, well, they were worried. Because it wasn't just always on your own family, because I had relatives out in Lamar, Colorado, too. And so I grew up there rowing hoes of corn and wheat and whatever, getting all these thickets in your ankles. But you learned, and you learned the discipline, and you got some money to go buy Pepsi Cola at the time. And sometimes it was your family, sometimes it was an uncle, sometimes it was an aunt or some more distant relative. But the idea that you want to make that illegal when we're trying to cultivate the opposite, which is good work habits, it's got the world upside down here. And again, it's this idea that everything in life has to be absolutely safe. You never do anything that has the tiniest degree of risk. I say that's the first, that's the formula for decadence. That's the formula for effeminate. That's the formula for softness. You don't do things that are crazy, but, you know, you got to take some risk. There's prudent risk, and you have to be accountable for your acts.
Well, look at photographs, Bruce. Look at photographs of any race, creed, religion. You look at photographs of Americans across the board from 100 years ago, even 60, 70 years ago, people had more electricity in their eyes. They looked dignified. They dressed nicer, even if they were poor. They wouldn't put up with being pushed around. And now you look at people, I go out in public, myself included. I'm a slob compared to my grandfathers. I'm weak. I don't know how to fix things like they did. I don't have that joy of cleaning things and doing things that even my dad, who really grew up on a farm, has. And I just see people degenerating.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's like American Gothic, you know, where's that picture? You know, a small but dignified, you know, not ornate, but quite tidy and disciplined. And that's exactly what, you know, our culture says. It's becoming a decadent. And it isn't just how many Facebook pages you've got and how much Twitter you can do. It's your own character and your own discipline that's at stake here. And again, we go back to this idea that we need to make everybody safe from themselves. Can you imagine, you know, our regulations that would exist if we go back to colonial times and going back past the Appalachian Mountains? No, you know, you can't go in a stagecoach unless it's been cleared by the Transportation Department to be safe and effective going across the Missouri River. You know, Lewis and Clark would have never even got close to the West Coast. And they're the same. And no one reads history books and finds that there are all sorts of dead bodies on the trails out there because they didn't know how to drive a Conestoga wagon or things of that sort. I'm sure that there were accidents, but there are accidents all the time.
No, the contrary, people were a lot tougher and wilier, and that's what built this country. Shifting gears before we go to some phone calls here, Bruce, but it's in a similar area. Government is moving towards capital controls. Yeah, you know about the legislation where the IRS will take your passport, no judge, no jury. As a constitutional lawyer, I would like you to speak to that. I know I've seen some Supreme Court rulings saying you can't take somebody's passport. That's something that you have to basically give up yourself unless you're out on bond or something. So break that down. And how does that tie into 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, 4th Amendment? Out of their jurisdiction, now TSA is all over the highways where I live, searching people randomly. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. Well, first, with regard to the passport, we need to distinguish passport from citizenship. You're absolutely right, Alex, that the U.S. Supreme Court held in a case called the Froyum against Rusk in 1967 that the government is powerless to strip you of your citizenship. You know, it can do a lot of things to you, but unless you voluntarily renounce it, or actually sign a paper saying I renounce my citizenship, the government cannot strip you of citizenship. But a passport is different than citizen. But the Supreme Court has said you can't deny passports based upon your political beliefs. There's a case called Zemel versus Rusk. The government cannot be arbitrary in deciding whether or not I have a passport that enables or certainly facilitates your travel. And now you want to say, well, okay, if the IRS says you owe them $5 in taxes, then they want to prevent you from getting a passport. I mean, that's something, of course, that Congress could stop in a moment. And they should stop in a moment if the IRS is considering that. It's just a way of leverage for the IRS to try to claim taxes that have not been adjudicated, that they've just levied and decided upon unilaterally. It's not like...
So it's an extrajudicial Stalinistic power grab, from my view. Is that correct?
Yeah, and in some sense, Alex, it's unfortunately not limited just to passports. The IRS laws really authorize them in the case they call jeopardy assessments. If they make up their own mind to think they need to levy, you know, a huge tax on you, it would, you know, without informing you because they think you'll make an escape, they do that, and it's with no due process at all. You can be shut down overnight with an IRS levy now, and that's something to me that's quite dangerous. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld it in special circumstances where somebody was trying to flee a jurisdiction, but I think that it's vastly too great a power to entrust.
Well, it just shows
any government authority.
Sure. Let me ask this way: why are we seeing? And tell us if you agree. Just a wild dash to power grab on every front, dwarfing anything I've ever seen. Why is it moving so fast?
I think it's Alex, a deep-seated in the change of our culture to one where liberty is the primary earmark and value in society, to one where we automatically, because of 9/11 and the government making us think that we're about ready to be overtaken every 5 seconds, the government making us fearful, that our whole culture has accepted, rather like a docile cow, if you will, all these claimed intrusions in order to make us safe. And, you know, I would wager, Alex, if you took the political dialogue today and counted how many times the word safe was used as opposed to liberty. Now, safe would outnumber liberty probably 10-1. I'm saying this is the earmark of what I call a psychology of empire, where everything is instantly subordinated to, oh, but it'll make you safer. Oh, it'll make you safer. And therefore, you just stop it. And we don't have any leaders who will stand up and wait a minute. We can't make you absolutely safe without destroying your liberty.
Sure, and who keeps me safe from the big government?
Yeah, exactly. You need to be safe from government, because you're absolutely right. All the greatest horrors in the world are always perpetrated by government, because they do generally have monopoly of the power, the taxes, the coercion, the courts, the military. So in between the possible danger of a private organization or a private individual and the government is always the one you've got to have special safeguards and suspicion against. Because all history shows how much more potent it is in extinguishing liberty.
Sure. I want to spend some time on Ron Paul, but we're almost out of time. We'll do that right at the end to get your take on the fact that, in my view, the campaign's already won by injecting real ideas and what's going to happen with all those delegates, and if you've got any inside baseball on how they plan on using him or where all that's going to go. Bruce Fine, chief policy advisor to Congressman Ron Paul, is our guest. But right now, let's go to some phone calls. Dr. B, Sandy, Chris, and others, 800-259-9231 for Bruce Fine. Dr. B in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to speak to both of you. You've been on a national level. I'd like to bring it down to a local level as it relates to Agenda 21. And I've heard Alex Yu speak about Agenda 21. I've read Rosa Corey's book, but they're missing part of the puzzle. How are they advancing Agenda 21 on the local level? They're doing that through what are called regional commissions or regional development commissions. This law that you mentioned that they're passing in Arizona to stop you in Agenda 21 is basically worthless, because their version of the regional commissions are called the Council of Governments, and that law addresses nothing. These groups get 45% of their money through the feds, through block grants. The granddaddy, you've mentioned DHS and DOD, but the granddaddy is HUD.
No, I agree with you. This federal planning, federal following international treaties, the point is they're stating language to block the implementation of the different sets of the treaty, and it's a beginning. As in Houston, they're trying to take people's property for environmental reasons, and the city council has a member trying to block it. My point is, at least people are waking up. At least we're seeing a movement towards recognizing the UN is trying to circumvent Congress, like Obama is circumventing Congress with these regulations, just like the regulation to stop chores. I mean, I understand that things aren't perfect, but at least it's a step in the right direction. Bruce, what's your take on all these UN treaties they're trying to get cities to implement just by fiat?
I think that we need Congress, and it has this authority to say that no treaty of the United States shall have any effect inside the United States unless Congress authorizes the same. That is, treaties do not need to be self-executing. And that's what the U.S. Supreme Court has held in a different circumstance relating to an effort by the then President Bush to force Texas to abandon the death penalty as applied to a Mexican who wasn't told of his right to have access to a consular authority once he was arrested. Says, no, this treaty, the international world, the world court, didn't, its judgments were not self-executing, and Congress hadn't authorized it. And again, so we can trace back all these abuses to the what I call the virtual inertness of Congress. Do something. They can make it clear. No treaty has any impact on the internal regulation of the United States.
Exactly, but it's worse. Sure, just to be clear, though, with Copenhagen, we didn't even ratify it, and Obama is implementing provisions of it through the executive. It's outrageous. What do you do about that?
Well, let's say it's that the Congress can use the appropriations power and put no monies of the United States shall be expended in order to implement anything with regard to these Kyoto treaties or international treaties or whatever. So there's no money to do it.
Sure.
You can cut it off.
Sure, let me tell.
Listen, Alex, I've gone up there. You give me 1 minute, I can draft a statute that'll do the work. It's just that Congress right now doesn't have the political will, and we need the American people to write into those members' offices. Say, I'm not voting for you unless you do this, and you got to make it almost a litmus test.
I agree with you. Listen, Dr. B, you sound like an informed person. I actually know what you were saying is true about these commissions and things, these regional governments that are totally unconstitutional. Why don't you write an article and send it to writers@infowars.com, and if it's of quality, and I look at it, And it has little links and a bibliography, we will post it on Infowars.com. So I agree with you. We could do a better job explaining this. Why don't you get that written and over to us, okay?
I would be happy to do it, but before I ring off, I have one question for Mr. Fine.
Fire it now. He'll answer it after the break.
Okay, this regional commission has now gotten the state legislature to pass HB 277. It's a Transportation Investment Act. It's a T-SPLOST.
Yeah, I don't think he can answer your question about some state law right now. We'll be back. We were talking during the break, and you were making a point about Congress. Briefly do that, because it is important. And I want to jam in a few more calls for you, please, sir.
Our ailments with regard to big government and the invasion of our privacy and our liberty can all be traced back to what I call the inertness of Congress. It has all of the constitutional authority needed in order to restore the republic from the grasp of empire and big government and all this vast spending. And we focus so much upon the president. And the fact is, the remedy is right in our hands. Post the people out who continue to vote for these huge, massive budgets, permit the president to usurp constitutional powers, to claim the right to assassinate us and do all sorts of other things that the founding fathers would have been shocked at. And once we change the complexion of Congress, and once we have an impeachment, the president will never do that again. And that's what has to
sure.
happen. And don't get our eyes off the ball. And that means you focus on your congressman, you have litmus tests and say, we want you to act. You need to be
accountable. And that's up to us. I mean, we saw with the Tea Party before it got taken over by the neocons and people, that we were having a real effect at these town halls and things. It's up to us, the people, to take our Congress back. Let's jam in a call. Sandy in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Two quick questions. Okay, when Obama took the oath to protect and serve or protect our Constitution and to defend it, along with all the others that are trying to break it apart with him, aren't they just as guilty as he is? And number two, if our votes this November are taken from this country into Spain by another company or something to be counted, doesn't that make votes void?
Yeah, there is a lot of manipulation going on in the vote. It's not total, but it's certainly there. I appreciate your call. What about those points, Bruce?
Well, of course, yeah, those who are helping the president are committing impeachable offenses, too. I mean, I served in the government. I had an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, too. Indeed, at one time, I was seeking the impeachment and removal of my president at the time, Richard Nixon, for the Watergate crimes. And so, and that's why the Constitution empowers Congress to impeach and remove not just the president, but any other officer of the United States, whether it's the Penn Department or in any other.
And the military has an oath to the Bill of Rights and Constitution, Declaration of Independence. They need to understand that as well and know what lawful orders are.
Absolutely. In fact, the military, it's a time-honored rule. A knowing unlawful order must be disobeyed. And that's part of military.
If they order you to torture, you better say no, because those that did it, they ended up being sent to prison, and then Bush wrote a book admitting he ordered it. Incredible.
Yeah. You're exactly right. And the fact is, this is not novel, that we, in the aftermath of World War II, we tried lawyers, we tried it judges, because they did not disobey clearly illegal orders from Adolf Hitler. And we sentenced them. We said that they were committing war crimes. So we have our own precedent at Nuremberg that should guide ourselves and restrain ourselves from ending up emulating all these other previous
empires. Bruce, people are waking up, but I think this is going to end badly. I mean, in the final equation, the power structure is mad dog. I always thought that there was more structure to the corruption, and there certainly are some structures, but overall, it's a bunch of people out of control, power grabbing. And maybe that's our salvation, is that the elites are fighting with each other and it'll be so badly organized they won't be able to carry it through. But I think in the process it's going to be pretty nasty. What do you say?
Well, yes, but remember this, Alex. You know, there in some senses no end. You know, the world isn't going to stop. Countries have peaks and valleys, and this is what needs to be remembered, that every generation has to win liberty for themselves. You can't just sort of inherit it like you can inherit money. And once you lack that will as a people to defend courageously liberty and to stand up to the efforts of those that you describe, the elite that wants to usurp power, now it's all over. And you can't you can't give that. You can't give it like you can give a house.
You can't. Bruce Fine, thank you so much. Freedom isn't free.